My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And both my brothers were in the U.S. Army and the United States Air Force. So without a doubt, I honor the American military. But let's be clear here, in righteousness, not in unrighteousness. I honor those that magnify the enumerated laws found within our U.S. Constitution, not those who blindly follow behind corrupt politicians and fight for their unlawful ends. Ever since I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade. For example, we have the Dominican Republic Civil War, the Insurgency of Bolivia War, the Cambodian War, the War in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the Tanker War, the invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, the Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army Insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War. I wonder if those that were doing their fighting would be fighting at all had they taken the time to know the United States Constitution, which reveals what and who they are fighting for. For the most part, the wars above are unconstitutional and therefore illegal. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? That is 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Notice as to whom is doing the fighting. Your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps your mothers or sisters or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups such as the bankers, the military-industrial complex, so on and so forth. In short, those that are responsible for creating the wars. And to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of the lies. Oh yeah, remember, in every war, truth is always the first casualty. I am sick and tired of the lies thrown on the American people to fight their unconstitutional wars. Who do you think is funding these wars? Well, let me tell you. The American taxpayers are, and then end up profiting from the contrived wars that they themselves created. The very politicians, of course with the help of the CIA-controlled media, are lying to you on a daily basis. They are the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators, that they are evil and monstrous and must be dealt with or else. And all the while, these same politicians that are pushing for war are hoping that you forget that they are the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis. And of course, who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's just a just war. Maybe the American government, we the people, should judge within before judging without. We should first stop in Washington, D.C. This government sends innocent boys over to fight
their unconstitutional
wars. We are
in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our U.S. Constitution. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization.
Yep.
We believe
I
that
know.
The Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the
Judeo-Jewish
upon which this nation
Jesus
was
founded. Jewish incarnate.
It is our belief that
Christ,
these principles provide
Christians,
not only the foundation
11:26,
and framework for American government and
sense.
Society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Okay, so it's Friday. Fantastic. It's beautiful in the state of Minnesota here. Absolutely beautiful. No one wants to hear bad news on a Friday. But apparently the American people are so accustomed to it, I guess it really doesn't matter, right? It's not like they want to hear the good report. Which Christians are supposed to be and bring. They got to first be before they can bring Isaiah 58 verse 12, right? So I felt this coming on, and I felt this coming on, and I felt this coming on. And today I was just thinking about it this morning, and then somebody sent over to me what I'm about ready to show you on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of both those pages. There we are. Go ahead, check it out. America prepares for a what they call a global war and restarts the draft for 18 to 26 years old. Okay. Let's just take this in stride because there's a lot to say about this. Number one, no. Why? Because the American people didn't give them delegated authority to create something they call an executive order that's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution in upholding Article 6, Section 2 and Article 2, Section 3. Why? Because the people didn't give them authority to do that, to create unconstitutional policies, to go ahead and create wars at any given time that they so desire to do so. Number one, okay? When you go back to our forefathers, number two, isn't it interesting that when there was a war, it was a righteous war, they would go. They were the first ones to go to war. If you don't know your history, do your history. They were the first ones to go. Now it's to the point where they use your kids to bleed for their unconstitutional wars, more than not. I'm going to get to all of this as time rolls out over the next hour here. I want you to contemplate those that talk much of war have never been in war. And I also want you to recollect something, friends, that those that are pushing for war... are also working hand in glove with the military-industrial complex that we were warned of a long time ago by President Eisenhower. When we talk about General Wesley Clark, I brought him up several times concerning Iraq. If you remember right, when I played the video, and I can play it for you again, but I can recollect it to a T. He had told the American people after Iraq that right after September 11th, they didn't know who to attack. Well, it's interesting how the mainstream media already had the narrative written and a full investigation done in astoundingly record time for the American people to just bite onto the hook that they baited. In other words, blaming those Muslims for dropping the two towers. Yet we talk to General Wesley Clark, and he tells us from the inside out that they didn't know who to attack. So they decided to somehow turn the minds of the American people on Saddam Hussein, who, by the way, was set up by the CIA in Rumsfeld until they didn't need him anymore. I'm reiterating and repeating what Wesley Clark had to say. He said when we went over into Iraq, he said, our military, the only reason that they were there is because of the natural resources to steal away their oil. Nobody profited from that war more than Cheney, Rumsfeld, at least temporarily, right? Riches profit not in a day of wrath, right? All of you that are in hell now that were told to repent while you had time to do so. And they didn't take heed? Yeah, it's too late for them now. Now they understand that riches profit not in the day of wrath. It's too late now. Okay? Nobody profited from that war more than the current administration. Do you remember when the Iraqi war, when they used our military to go over and kill over 1 million innocent Iraqis? Yeah, let's call it for the truth. Let's be on the Lord's side. And I'm about to exemplify and reconfirm that point out of the mouth of him who had a silver spoon shoved in his mouth his whole life. And I'm talking about George W. Bush, who said after the Iraqi war, after Cheney made $34.5 billion off of the theft of their oil in Iraq. George Bush was asked about the weapons of mass destruction. That those were the talking points to use our boys to go over there and attack that innocent nation. Remember this? Yeah, so do I. I'm just going off of what Wesley Clark said. General Wesley Clark. Do you remember that George Bush said that when it was brought to his attention that there was no weapons of mass destruction? By the way, he knew that there was none there in the first place. He just wanted to get back at Saddam because of the things that he said about his daddy, who's now in hell. He's next. You remember this? Two or three times it came out. We played the videos for you when Bush, with a half smirk on his face, said, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes we don't know everything. Oh, but we knew enough to send our boys over there to die fighting for your gain. Oh, this is what's important because I'm dovetailing this into this first segment here. As I said, our forefathers, when there was a war, it was a righteous war because there's the Lord's wars and there's the man's wars, right? Do you realize our forefathers were the first ones to stand up and fight and then the people followed? Now they send your sons to die. Put that up against Acts or Amos 4. Not good, friends, because that's the Lord getting your attention. But do you realize that those that are trying to, or at least during that time, the Iraqi war, do you realize that every single one of those guys that called for a war, they were all draft dodgers? When Americans are you going to get it? When Americans are you going to listen to the lone voice, if need be, that says they're going the wrong way, they're leading the people the wrong way? You've seen the famous meme. Or the meme, however you want to say it, of the black sheep going up against the mass of sheep going over the end of the cliff. I'll be that black sheep today, just like Jeremiah was. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Folks, they're calling for a draft. They want your 18 to 26-year-old kids. Again, we'll
this
be right
Mike
back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
I'm going to get into more of this, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've done. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 to 15 contributors that are in the culture war who know the times as the Sons of Issachar did, and they are a part of bringing forth the answers lawfully. Isaiah 58, verse 12, we are called to be repairers of the breach, not complainers about what we tolerate. Also, check out our schedule on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. I was just highlighting the fact that many of those that are calling for war, they're draft dodgers. When we're talking about the Iraqi war, all of the main players, they were draft dodgers. Every one of them. And I just want to say this so you can know this for yourself as well. Before Adolf Hitler got into power, they drove the economy and everything down. And then Hitler came in and he played the savior of the country. And did you know the first thing he did when he got into power after he killed off all of his political opposition? He called for a war. Okay? Wanted you to know that. Also wanted to let you know that Donald Trump is also a draft dodger. Biden was a draft dodger. Of course. They all are draft dodgers. And it shows you who they're working for. But I want you to listen to this. This is just a little salt on your tongue. And I want you to share this with your friends, please, because we're being heavily censored, as you well know. Listen to this. 29, that's 5.4% members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 3.1 have been arrested for fraud. By the way, these are the ones that have been caught. Okay. Going on. 19, 3.6% have been accused of writing bad checks. and yet they're running the economy, friends. 117, that's 21.9%, have bankrupted at least two businesses, and they're running the country, Americans. Three, that's 0.6%, have been arrested for assault. 71, that's 13.3%, have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card. 14, 2.6% have been arrested for drug-related charges, those that have been caught, right? That's eight of them. 1.5% have been arrested for shoplifting. These are your said representatives. 21, that's 3.9%, are current defendants in lawsuits. 84, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving in 1 year. That's in 1 year. And now they're calling for a draft? Here, I want to play this because what I always want to do is I want to make sure you can hear from the source as to where we're extracting it from or deriving it from. So you don't put words into my mouth. And in saying that, I want you to check this out for yourself. And this is General Wesley Clark telling you what I just got done telling you in a nutshell. And again, I want you to hear this for yourself. This is General Wesley Clark telling you the truth of the matter when it comes to the war in Iraq. You ready?
I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, "No. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision."
See, so
to
it was all a propaganda lie to put the boys in
like
harm's way.
"We don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, "today." And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq."
See, they're all forecasted,
Syria, Lebanon,
friends.
Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off.
Okay, so what you just heard General Wesley Clark say, they didn't know who to attack, so they decided to go after Saddam because the government had to point their finger at somebody, and somehow or another, the American people didn't make the correlation, but they said, well, if the president says, let's go attack then we'll justify the two towers coming down, not realizing who was responsible for the two towers coming down. I mean, that's how wicked America has become. And there was nothing to justify it, to substantiate any of the claims that were made. But the American people sent their boys in the first place. They let them go. And what the American people did not realize, not only was it an unconstitutional war, but you need to understand who the war council was. His name is Henry Kissinger. He's dead. He's in hell now where he belongs. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? And it's interesting that he's the one that said that our boys, our military men, are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as political pawns for foreign policy. Well, is it true? Americans, you're going to have to answer this. These are the men sending your boys to war. These are the men calling forth another draft in our time now. This is 20 years later, and they're doing it again. I'm going to get to more of this in just a couple minutes. But folks, I do want to say this. They knew all the well. Wesley Clark just said it. General Wesley Clark said they didn't know who to go after. But they decided to go after the oil where they made $34.5 billion. Now, I want you to hear the rest of this, and then I'm going to go back to January 17th, 1961, and I want you to hear what Eisenhower said, because this is the reason they're calling forth the draft, friends.
Iran.
Okay, so they were.
The truth is about the Middle East is, had there been no oil there, it would be like Africa. Nobody is threatening to intervene in Africa. The problem is the opposite. We keep asking for people to intervene and stop it. And there's no question that the presence of petroleum throughout the region has sparked great power involvement. Whether that was the specific motivation for the coup or not, I can't tell you. But
for the coup, he said, for the coup. He called it a coup. Doesn't anybody think this is a little odd? Yeah, I would think so. Hey, folks, is it true what he just said? Absolutely it is. Did you know that we have over 737 military bases in over 142 countries? Why? Because the American people thought there was honor somehow or another to send their boys to go dominate and to destroy other countries. That is unconstitutional. That is unjust. And again, friends, as I reiterate the point, it's better for you to stand alone on the Lord's side than for you to stand on the majority of those that are wrong, that are set against the Lord, because you and the Lord are always in the majority. We stand on the side of truth regardless if they like it or not. And the bottom line is this, friends, how many times do the American people need to be lied to before they figure out how they're being lied to? Okay, so let's go over to Eisenhower really quick. Let's see what he has to say.
Of leave-taking and farewell.
This speech did not get very much attention. When a new president is coming to power, as John Kennedy was, the spotlight was not on Dwight Eisenhower.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions.
There was a feeling at the time that this must have been written by some speechwriter who just sneaked into the speech.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
3 months ago, we got contacted by a family up in Minnesota saying that we have documents from Malcolm Moose. He was responsible, in part, for drafting the military-industrial complex speech.
These new papers give us written evidence that this was not just some caprice of Eisenhower's or something by some speechwriter.
You see the evolution of his speech from May 1959 to 1961.
And he wanted to give this speech for a long time, 2 years.
Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea.
There was one person in Dwight Eisenhower's life whom he really confided almost everything to, and that was his brother Milton.
There's one particular document where the speechwriter is had already drafted their version of his speech.
So in other words, what they're saying here, friends, is there were people in positions of power
in
our representative limited government. They wanted us to know what was going on behind the scenes.
On the drafts of these speeches, the speechwriters knew that it wasn't Milton talking, it was Ike.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
Misplaced power.
He would see magazines.
Okay, so you guys get the point. There were people behind the scenes that wanted the American people to know what was going on behind the scenes concerning the military-industrial complex. Now, the bottom line is, folks, when we're warned and the Lord takes the time to bring this stuff to the light over and over and over again, Luke 12, 2, and I can go on with Scripture where it's the mercy of the Lord where he shows us and he warns us. And I think of Psalm 19:11 as well. And the list goes on. He's faithful to warn his people as to what's going on behind closed doors. But I think one of the important parts is, you know, I want to stop right now. Someone on live chat is saying this. I can't take phone calls right now. We're working on that. But in the process, someone's talking about Thomas Massie right now coming out and trying to tell the American people what's going on. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you something with Thomas Massie, which coincides perfectly with what we're talking about right now and right here, okay? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty.
Guys, your orders go out tomorrow. Brand new book. Again. The Children of the Apostate, up and coming. This one first the heart, then the head, then the military armor, spiritually speaking, Ephesians 6:12. Orders go out tomorrow, and you'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days, saith the USPS, okay? Just wanted to let you know what's going on. Heads up.
Message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV. We've connected the world.
Crazy.
We're like a makeover show for your brain.
BBS Radio TV. Free, unmolested
content. Yeah, folks,
content,
we got some
from A to Z.
Interesting information coming up. We're talking right now about warmongers are calling forth another draft. It's time for the American people to say, nope, we're not doing it. It really, truly is.
Here's the gifts spot, 32nd from the top. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee
your
mugs,
request,
even graphic novels,
meeting your request,
and
red,
more.
White, and blue.
Young or old, you're sure
red,
to find the
blue,
perfect
per
gift
your request.
Of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah, but when you go to 2 Kings, it's what is that? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting. Someone is just talking about Thomas Massie real quick, and I think it's important for people to go back and recollect all the times that I told you that those that are in representative positions incumbent within the halls of government today, they're controlled. They're bought and paid for. When the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up, said Albert Pike. That devil, who's now in hell, how's that working out for him? That was his call. Does the Lord rejoice over that? No, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but he made his choice. But he was the head of the Masons, and it's interesting that they would talk about how they would unite with the Zionists. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, the whole anti-Semitism thing that the mainstream media is trying to push right now, that's all baloney. It's all garbage. That's baloney. They're creating another narrative to drive a wedge between people, and they're using that to try to garner more control over the people that don't play along with them. And what's interesting to note is when we were talking about Israel, I told the people over and over again, make distinction. Jesus told us to make distinction. As a matter of fact, he specifically makes distinction in Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28-29, John 8:44. The list goes on. We are called to make distinction between the sheep and the goats, the righteous, the unrighteous, the wicked. You get the point, right? Ezekiel 44:23. But when I brought it up, I said, not all Israel is Israel. And by the way, Israel is the people, not the demographic or the geographic. Okay? Just because they say they're Jews doesn't mean they're Jews. That's what Jesus said. And now what we're finding is they're not Jews at all, many of them. And they're creating another narrative so they can play the victim so everybody attacks their political opposition. Wow, that sounds like dictators to me. That is the history of dictators. You know what's interesting is bringing up Thomas Massie, because this fits perfectly into what we're talking about right now. Every Republican, these are the good guys, they're extorted and they are controlled. Every Republican, the good guys, right? That's how they're sold to you. And Congress has an AIPAC babysitter. Wow. What is that? The AIPAC PAC is a bipartisan pro-Israel political action committee. Wow. Isn't that interesting? They all have babysitters. All of your said representatives are told what to do. Are you catching this? These are the same corrupt individuals that are calling now for a restart of the draft for 18 to 26 years old. And I'm here to tell you to stand up and be Americans and say, absolutely not. We were warned of this many times over the last how many decades? If they want a war, send them. That's how the wars will end, Americans. Hey, do you remember back in the 1960s before I was here, friends? It's interesting that during Vietnam, when they had the draft lottery, it was interesting that that applied to everybody. But when it started, that lottery started to fall on the kids of those in Congress, all of a sudden they wanted the war to stop. It's okay to send your boys, you peasants, but not ours. Because they think that they're above the law, Americans. They think they're above the law. Enough is enough. Now, I just want to run down this information because I think this will kind of set things in place for you so you can understand a little bit more as to how this is all being played out. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? Did you know that? 93% of the time that we have been a country, we have been in wars. Wow. That's crazy. And how many of those wars, concerning the 93% ratio of the time since we have been a country, have those that called for the war actually did the fighting? Notice as to whom is doing the fighting. I come from a military family, but there is no honor in going out and about and slaughtering our political opposition for absolutely no reason. Who does the fighting? Is it the politicians? Nope. Is it their friends? Nope. Is it the military-industrial complex? Nope. Are they the ones profiting? Yep. Is it their children going to war? Nope. Are you understanding, folks, how this works? No, it was your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps your mother's sisters, or even yourself that did the fighting. And who's profited from this fighting? Well, again, the pedophile himself told you that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as foreign pawns. Now, let me just bring it over to Smedley Butler. If you've never taken the time to read the book, War is a Racket, there's no more qualified individual than Smedley Butler to tell you the truth of the matter. This is what he said. He said, this is World War II. Beautiful ideals were painted for our boys who were sent out to die, he said. He said, that was the war to end wars, and this was the war to make the world safer for democracy. Okay, we operate as a constitutional republic, but democratically within that constitutional republic. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason for the war, said Smedley Butler. No one mentioned to them as they marched away that they're going to die would mean huge war profits. They had no idea. No one told these American soldiers that they might be shot down by bullets made by their own brothers here in America. No one told them that the ships that they were on were going to cross over might be torpedoed by submarines built with United States patents. They were just told it was going to be a glorious adventure, and it was the will of God, say they. thus having suffered patriotism down their throats, shoved it down their throats, and stuffed it down their throats, it was decided to make them help pay for the war, too. So we gave them the large salary of $30 a month. All that they had to do for this munificent sum was to leave their dear ones behind, give up their jobs, lie in swampy trenches, eat canned willy when they could get it, and kill and kill and kill and be killed. That's what Smedley Butler said. Whoa. He's also the guy that said in the World War, we used propaganda to make the boys accept conscription. In other words, the narrative. He said they were made to feel ashamed if they didn't join the military. This is behind those that are contriving these unjust wars. Smedley Butler goes on and he says, to summarize how this works, three steps must be taken to smash the war racket. In other words, when he wrote the book, he repented, friends, at the end of his life, and he wrote the book warning the people about what war is really about. And this is what he said. He said, we must take the profit out of war, because if there's no profit in the war, they're not going to have a war. We must permit the youth of the land who would bear arms to decide whether or not they should be in the war. That's already our prerogative. And number three, he said, we must limit our military forces to home defense purposes. Well, that's why we have the Second Amendment. That's exactly why we have the Second Amendment. Knowing this, friends, I want you to look at the headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. America prepares for global war and restarts the draft for 18 to 26 years old. And then what they want to do is they want to hide behind another executive order, but it's not congruent to the U.S. Constitution if the people didn't delegate the authority for them to go ahead and go to the war in the first place. Okay, I don't care about all the policies that they create to undermine the Constitution. I know what it says. And common sense comes to my aid, that if it's a war worth fighting, you go first and then we'll get behind you. But not until then. Well, the not until then is never going to happen, and you all the well know it's not going to happen. But when the American people say no more to this and begin to play the Minutemen and begin to play the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it's all constitutional. I don't care how the mainstream media has tried to demonize the militia. If it wasn't for the militia Americans, we wouldn't be here today. It's just the truth of the matter, like it or not. Whoa. Hey, folks, you guys remember the guy that said he went to the moon? Not. You remember when he told the American people that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here? You remember that? Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? He just told you. If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hang on. He was a senator. And it's interesting, again, how these guys continuously deceive the people. They're put up as heroes, and they're not heroes at all. They're lying to you about what they said that they've acclaimed. Why? Because the Lord puts limits on everything, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But what do people do? They take it for the mainstream media's face value, and they go along with the next lie. Again, remind yourselves, friends, 94% of you don't believe the mainstream media. Put that up against Micah 6:16 when you get a moment as well. I'm going to go ahead and fire this off when I come back on the other side of this break. Because if the politicians want unconstitutional wars, then let's send them. It's that simple. Folks, these are the same people that have lied to you day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year, up into the late 30-year mark. Some have served 30 and 40 years. They have been tolerated by the American people. And the American people have tolerated their lies, their thievery, their murder. The list goes on. They act just like their father. Do you not know the difference between the Lord, his word, and the devil and his fruits? Liberty, we are doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from
massive economic issues in
power who threaten the values that have made our country great.
Threaten our values, and the answer is
gold. I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values.
Available. They will go out tomorrow morning.
How
orders
easy it is to protect your IRA,
are at your front door with 3 to 5 days. Say at the USPS, we have known it to be 2 to 3 days.
Their faith-driven approach.
Thank you for your orders. Thank you for your support. Without your support,
so
we cannot do what we do. As a matter of fact, we're going to be with in studio in Austin, Texas next week with Mike Adams. Looking forward to it. And if it wasn't for you supporting us to stay out there, we cannot do the things that we do. So we just wanted to tell you thank you first and foremost for keeping us out there. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to kind of give you an idea as to how this all works, okay? And who's profiting from the war. The guy was talking about if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Senator John Glenn, just an absolute crook. Listen to what he said. If we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, if the people kept us honest, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Who's the government in this country, folks? You all know it. We are. He's doing whatever you let him get away with, and he's doing it. He's the guy that told you he went to the moon. Yeah. If that's the truth, I wish he would have stayed there. Here we go. I want you to know, first and foremost, I come from a military family, just for the record, okay? I am not one to tuck tail in the face of a fight. That's never been me, never will be me by the grace of God. And I'm talking about what really matters and why, because I see continuously Christ Jesus crucified before my eyes for my sin. And if I'm truly forgiven, I'm going to take revenge on what put him on that cross. When my obedience is fulfilled, I'm to take revenge on all disobedience, Scripture tells me in the 2 Corinthians 10. Read the chapter, okay? But what I want you to know is too many men died for my freedoms, and I'm not going to roll over in the face of those that mean to desecrate it for more profit, okay? So I just want to make clear, you all understand that I come from a military family. Now, I'm going to knock this down because I only have one more segment, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? Ever since I can remember, and I'm thinking of going back into the 80s, because that's when I became, you know, I can recollect when I think of war back in the 80s, and I was still in high school during that particular time, middle school. But ever since I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, I always remember corrupt politicians in this country that have been at war with other countries. And I've seen war after war after war, decade after decade. And again, I'm tired of who's profiting from the war. They're trying to establish a global order with the use of your military. They do not have constitutional authority to police the world, friends. If you can find that, show me. Don't give me policy. Give me the Constitution. Policy undermines the Constitution, and that's what too many of you have been listening to. Read 2 Kings 17 when you get a moment, folks, the whole chapter, and you're going to understand why America's in trouble today. I can tell you why. Because Americans have forgotten God's law. They have forgotten his statutes as to how to deal with crime. They have forgot his judgments. And that's why America's in trouble today. Why? Because they've taken on man's law, which makes God's law void. And Jesus warned of it in Mark 7. Okay? So here we go. Since I can remember, here we go. Dominican Civil War. The insurgency of Bolivia. That was another war we fought. The Cambodian War. War in South Zaire. The Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the tanker war, the invasion of Panama. That was a drug war. So was Afghanistan, by the way. The Gulf War, that was for oil. Iraq no-fly zone enforcement. I didn't know that that was our job to police the world. First intervention in the Somalia Civil War. No wonder why these people hate your guts, Americans. Look what you've allowed your government to do to their countries. The Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti. That was an intervention. That was the Clintons going in there and spoiling that country, as you all know. The Kosovo War. The Operation Infinite Reach War. Notice their names. The war in Afghanistan. That was over drugs, friends. The poppy seed. Iraq War. If you haven't seen The Hornet's Nest, do yourself a favor and watch the documentary. The Iraq War, that was about $34 billion that Cheney and his devil minion cohorts made in spoiling that country, as Wesley Clark told you. The war in Somalia, again, war in northwest Pakistan, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention, like we're there to help them for nothing, right? In Libya, Lord's Resistant Army insurgency, okay, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War, American intervention into Libya again, and the list goes on. And let me reiterate this, friends, that America has been at war 93% of the time of its inception. How many of them wars have the politicians fought? How many of them? How many of those politicians that called for these wars have profited from these wars? Every single one of them. Every one. They profited off of the blood, Americans, and then you wonder why. I'm so adamant about dropping the hammer of justice upon the heads of these wicked men. You wonder why I write articles highlighting the fact that when you look at the Potomac River and you look at Arlington Cemetery and you look at the other side, you see the White House, the politicians and those that sit in the Capitol creating the wars at the expenditure of the blood of those boys across the river, and the American people still roll over in the face of the crime that exists blatantly and obviously right in front of their faces. as if to suggest somehow or another they're telling you the truth this time. No! Hey, folks, you don't send your kids. They don't have a war to fight. You stay as Minutemen, like I told you before. We have every right in the world to do just that. You stay as Minutemen. You stay armed. That's why you have the Second Amendment. And protect yourself from the people that are creating these wars. Oh, and by the way, stealing your tax dollars and giving them to a country like Ukraine, which is a Nazi-infested country, giving it over to an actor named Zelensky, who's a sodomite. By the way, a known Nazi and a sodomite. We played the video several times of him playing the piano with his male appendage. I mean, and then we find out that the 90% of that money is completely bent. It's disappeared. It's completely gone. These are the people that are saying we're going to call for another draft. No, no, we're calling for justice. And that means you, the bad guys. Oh, and when we do that, because Americans are waking up a little too late, I suspect. But the fact of the matter is they're slowly waking up. But isn't it interesting? Yesterday, I played a video of Joe Biden saying, you know, I understand that the American people are, in so many words, getting riled up again. And they're going to start to lawfully deal with us. He said they don't need guns. They need F-15s. Who's he standing with, friends? He just told what treasonous Joe. Do I need to explain that to you? My goodness, folks, when you know the law of God, it's an instructor of babes, it tells us, and it gives us the knowledge of right and wrong. When you look at thou shall not, right? Like commit adultery, and thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not dishonor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not covet. I'm thinking of 5, 6, 7, then I went to 9, then I went to 1, then I went to 10, just giving you them in order as they come to my aid. In America, when you look at the 10 commandments, the Lord is saying, okay, now make distinction between what's right and what's wrong. And if you're not going to do that, you're going to give this over to the devil and you're going to let him identify what's right and what's wrong. Well, you can already see what they're doing, friends, when it comes to telling you what's right and what's wrong. These are the same people telling you that it's okay for men to be women on your dime and women to be men on your dime. That's who you're letting. That's who you're allowing to steer this country into the hell that it's becoming. Here, just a case in point. Someone just sent this to me. A military wife is first Asian American. No such thing. Either she's an American or she can get out. Military wife is first American transgender woman to win Miss Maryland. Who's doing this? Huh? Who's doing this? I know that political idolatry comes into play and people just don't like the truth of the matter. But guess who's behind it, friends? You've just seen Donald Trump retweet video praising himself as the most gay president in American history. He's the most everything when it comes to American history, even when it doesn't apply. But again, you can't make up the stuff that's going on here, friends. Whoa. Warmongers are calling forth another draft. Americans, look at me, if you can. No. Americans, we need justice. And those that are calling for a war are doing what they're doing for profit, period. We need justice, Americans, because justice guards our liberty. And we are losing our liberty day by day because the American people have forgotten their God. That's just the truth of the matter. Love you by what we do. Again, friends, go ahead and take one more peek. Absolutely no. No, no. They want a war. Send them. Then there will be no war. Love you by what we do. See ya.